Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about jealousy tonight and how it can impact your relationships. My guest is clinical psychologist and CEO of Cuts Consulting, Dr. Nicole Cuts. We're talking about this tonight. I want to hear from somebody who's struggling with jealousy or perhaps has been on the receiving end of jealousy. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kayla, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. Kayla, what's on your mind?
Oh, how are you? I happen to agree with you. You celebrate what other people have. That's how I've always seen it. So I lived in this neighborhood, which I still do, for like 20-something years. And then just a few years ago, I had some new neighbors. There was one woman literally around the same age as I, who I was happy to see because most of my neighbors were senior citizens. Suffice it to say, she had her sister who had been living in a shelter for many years and also had been locked up, unfortunately. Well, I had an SUV and a convertible. They scratched up my SUV, scratched up my convertible, would throw things over the fence in my yard, would want to know how long my hair was, you know, because I did a weave and this and that. Then they start wearing their hair like me, and one of them is a trainer over at Bank of America. These girls are just unbelievable. They're way over, you know, 30, and it's unbelievable what they do.
So how do you deal with that, Kayla? I mean, have you had any conversations with your neighbors?
Well, I used to. They used to invite me over all the time, but it just wasn't my cup of tea because I wasn't one to engage in the things that they were doing. So then I start dating an old flame of mine, and he would pick me up in a Porsche and another luxury car, right? Mm-hmm. Literally at the same time every evening. Do you know they would be at their gate waiting if he were picking them up, right? It was
wow.
The funniest thing in the world. And then he would have comments about what I wore, and it was something I just wasn't used to because I had been in private schools and private colleges all my life. I just wasn't used to it until this day now. I barely leave my house because
Well, hold on. Well, let's see what Dr. Cuts has to say about your predicament. What are you hearing here, Dr. Cuts?
Well, I actually had a question for Kayla, which was I might have missed the part. How do you know that they're jealous? How have they?
I don't know. They must be envy. Must be envious because they had never had a house of their own, and like I said, I've been in mine for 20-something years. I had an SUV, a convertible, and they would ask me all kinds of questions. How long is your hair? Where you get all your shoes from? Just things that, you know, I guess that's not a big deal, but a lot of my things ended up getting destroyed, and they would always want to know, well, where are you going and what time will you be back?
And you know that they were the ones destroying your things?
I don't, but I'm only assuming it's them because they were bringing like clothes and boxes of shoes like during the day from other people's places, which they gave people the impression that they were doing some kind of cleaning work. So I think that they went to their old neighborhoods and did stuff. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I must tell you, it is one of the most eerie situations to be in.
So what should she do? Because if indeed there is some kind of jealousy.
Does
she need to wave a white flag? What do you say?
Well, at that level, I mean, you're talking about criminal activity. We're not talking about just mere jealousy. So I'm definitely not equipped to give legal advice. You can't change other people's feelings or reactions to you if it's based purely on what you have or who you are. You know, I would say don't give them a lot of energy or stay away from them. But if they're committing criminal acts, that's a different matter entirely.
Yeah.
So usually when they come out their door, I go right back in mine. Or if they're out in the yard, I will literally look the opposite way because I don't want to engage in any kind of altercation of any sort.
And Kayla, the only thing that I can suggest is just be careful because it sounds like a really severe situation. I need to take another call, but thank you so much for sharing your experience. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sarah, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Sarah. What's on your mind? Sarah, are you there? Sarah, give us a call back if you can. Let's talk to Michael. Michael calling from Virginia. Michael, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Sure. I was just listening to the show, and I think my experience is, is a little unique in the sense that, unfortunately, my wife and I are no longer together. But when we were, you know, we had a decent middle-class lifestyle. You know, we made six figures as a family, had a great business. Mm-hmm. And when that started to go down in the recession, she would say things like, why can't we get a new car like my friend X? Mm. Why can't we have a bigger house like my friend's, you know, ABC? Hmm. And it got to be a problem where she would say things like, yeah, you know, our son is a little guy. He's under 10. But she would say things like, you know, I think you love our son more than you love me, which I thought was really weird. I thought it was the guy that was supposed to be jealous of the mm-hmm. of the new baby. But she was jealous of our son, and she would also say things like, I remember 2 weeks before my mom passed away, she said that if we didn't turn things around financially so that we could have the things that her friends had, that she wouldn't be able to stay in the marriage. So I think looking around, like the doctor was saying, looking around and seeing that you are within yourself, you are enough, as opposed to comparing yourself to what other people have, mm-hmm. Became very toxic for us.
Yeah.
To the extent that, I mean, she's shacked up with some other guy now, but, and unfortunately we're fighting over custody, but it really did cause a serious problem.
Yeah,
and I was wondering if it's, I mean, is it envy and or jealousy to the extent that, I mean, I remember her saying that, you know, she wanted what she wanted and she didn't care what she had to do to get it. And that was kind of, after.
Well, let's see what Dr. Kutz can say about that, Michael. What are you hearing when you have somebody who, when that kind of covetousness, I guess you could mm-hmm. call it, of what other people have, has an impact on your romantic or marital relationship?
Yeah, I don't think what you call it here is really the point. I think it's a combination of whatever your definitions are, it's probably a combination of jealousy and envy. And what it comes down to is what I mentioned before and what Michael also said, which is seeing things outside of you as having an ability to make you happy, you know, to fulfill you. And while it's nice to have those things, people can be addicted to them. And that's also why people, you know, they talk about keeping up with the Joneses, mm-hmm. you know, that you look at what somebody else has and you think, oh, I have to have that too. And, you know, it might give you temporary satisfaction, and then in the long run, it doesn't. But when it comes to relationships and marriage, I think it's not just a fluke that in most conventional marriage vows they put for richer or for poorer, for, you know, richness, sickness and in health, because you're acknowledging that people are going to go through hard times and that you love them enough that you're going to stick with them as a partner. So I think that's definitely seems to be an issue here, and I'm sorry to hear that you all, you know, are in the situation that you're in, but that, I, you know, that's what it comes down to. It's like, do you value these things more than you value the love of your partner and wanting to support your partner? You know, and you can chase those things. I don't think that she'll ultimately end up being happy or fulfilled when she's chasing things.
Do you think he perhaps is in a better position now that they are no longer together if he was dealing with a spouse who was jealous, whether it was of what neighbors or friends had or just issues of jealousy to begin in its entirety?
Michael, are you still on the line?
Still here. I think now, but see, here's the thing. Her grandfather passed over the last summer, and I love him dearly, but he left her, you know, mid six figures. And so she has reacquired, you know, some sense of, you know, financial resources. So now you would think that would satiate her, but
no,
she's
wouldn't.
Actually become worse. If you will.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised by that, because the chase for
things is not
an empty one. But Harold's question to me was, did I think you were better off? And that's why I kicked it to you, because I think it matters. Do you feel that you're better off?
I think that I know after 8 years of dating and 5 years of marriage, it was sort of a shocker to see this kind of a person come out. I had no idea before because we were always, you know, going up, if you will, in socioeconomic status as we were dating, as we were married. So we were always, you know, going higher and higher, if you will, and then all of a sudden the recession. So we had never been tested like that before. And I heard you say something about the marriage vows. And it brought something to mind that, you know, am I better off now, me personally? Am I better off knowing this?
Yeah,
psychologically.
I'm not so sure. I, you know, like I said, our son is under 10. I don't think he's better off.
Well, let me say this, Michael, because I've got to go to another phone call, if you'll allow me to, you know, to give my two cents, because you said that after the passing of her grandfather and now she has achieved some better financial status, if... This is just me looking at it. If money and things were the thing that moved her away from you, and now that she has money and things, she still does not have you. And so suffice it to say, money ain't everything, brother. But that's just me. You know, I hope that you all have a civil end to dealing with that custody issue, you know, particularly for the sake of your son. But certainly thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. By the way, if you want more information about Dr. Nicole Cutts, you can find her on the web at visionquestretreats.com. That's visionquestretreats.com. She's doing a whole bunch of other stuff, too. She's, you know, not just, you know, book smart. She's got a lot of stuff going on. So, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Can jealousy, Dr. Cutts, be a good thing in a relationship?
That's interesting. I've never heard that question. I think there's always going to be some small degree of jealousy. Again, if you can be a very evolved, highly emotionally intelligent, secure person and have no jealousy, and that's great. But most people have some jealousy. It's normal. It's actually a part of our biological makeup. You know, as human animals, we're made to be monogamous, at least from the female perspective. We want that male figure that sticks around, right? So there is a bit of possession around that. There's territory. So it is normal, you know, when you're out with your girlfriend, and if you're a man and you're out with your girlfriend, or if your girlfriend out with your girlfriend, and somebody is encroaching on your person, you know, there it's normal to feel some kind of feeling.
But maybe only if the encroachment, depending on how it's received
by your partner,
because if someone's encroaching and your partner is not responding in a positive way, if your partner is also taken aback, then I would imagine there would be no need for the jealousy. But if your partner is receiving that encroachment, that extra attention, then I would imagine that would change the dynamic a little bit.
Right. And for some people, not actually batting that person away might be perceived as receiving it. You know, if you're just polite to the person, your partner, if they're jealous, could say, well, you know, you weren't clear enough with that person. But, you know, you have to trust the person that you're with. And it does depend. You know, people can give you cause to be jealous, too. Some people do play up on that with their partners, which... Yeah, which is a power play, and that's not a loving thing to do, but people do that. They try to make other people jealous in order to get them to, you know, make a move or something like that.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tony in Columbia. I have a feeling Tony has something very interesting to say, talking about jealousy in relationships. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. We're talking about jealousy. How do you handle it? How do you recognize it? We'll talk about that on the other side. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation tonight about jealousy and how it impacts your relationships. Of course, my guest is clinical psychologist and CEO of Cutts Consulting, Dr. Nicole Cutts. You can find her online at Vision Quest VisionQuestRetreats.com. That's VisionQuestRetreats.com. Let's go back to Tony from Columbia. Tony, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
You guys kind of answered it. I was asking a question about encroachment. Mm-hmm. If you're with your partner and somebody tries to talk to them while you're there,
yeah.
How do you deal with something like that?
If you're with your partner and somebody else is hitting on them?
Yes.
Well, how have you handled it?
Well, I mean, I know my partner, and she's outgoing,
mm-hmm.
but she'll hold the conversation, and I'm trying to figure out if she's crossing the line or is it just me being jealous or vice versa?
Hmm. Yeah, so
I would... That's a really interesting question, Dr. Cutts. You know, how do you know mm-hmm. when too much is too much for her? Or how do you know if... Because I'm sure he's thinking, you know, look, she's still, you know, at the end of the day, she's coming home with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think that you have to use your feelings as a guide, right? So if you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable and you can do a self-check and you say, you know what, this is just, I'm being a little silly, I'm a little uncomfortable. But if you're really uncomfortable, then I think that that merits a conversation. You know, I think that you don't have to decide on your own, you know, where is crossing the line. You can say, I was feeling uncomfortable. You know, well, what exactly did I do that made you feel uncomfortable? I felt you stayed and you talked to him too long. You know, I don't mind you talking to other people, but you're with me and I, you know, I don't want you to stay talking with them for too long. Or you weren't looking at me and you were only looking at them. You know, things like that. So I think it's something you can talk about. First, you have to have the self-awareness. Am I being, you know, extra sensitive or is this something that merits discussion? Do I feel like I'm being disrespected here? Then that's a conversation that I think you need to have with your partner. And she might be very gregarious and outgoing, but if at a certain point it makes you uncomfortable, you know, women like when you tell them, you know, as a man, how you feel. You know, so to say to her, you know, I felt uncomfortable or I felt a little left out. I think that most women would really appreciate knowing that. And if they love you and they don't want you to feel that way, then they'll say, okay, well, what was going on?
Have you had a conversation with her?
No.
Ah, well, there you go. I'd be interested in hearing how that, you know, how that works out, which I guess goes to the point where you've been thinking about it and mm-hmm. wondering how to broach the subject. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have a conversation. If you check yourself and you know that you're generally not a very jealous person, but sometimes it's a little hard to take, then even just, you know, you can say that. Oh, you know, it just felt like a little much the last time we were out.
Well, good luck, Tony. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. How do you know? Mm-hmm. If you are dealing with a jealous person, let us say in the case of a relationship, in a new relationship, and things are seeming to go along quite swimmingly, but then something happens. What are the signs that perhaps the jealousy is a bit much?
Hmm. Well, you know, I'm glad you said a bit much because, like I said before, I think it is normal to have a certain amount of jealousy. You know, if you walk into the room and your boyfriend or your girlfriend is on the phone with somebody and they're kikiing and yucking it up and, you know, kicking their feet in the air, you're going to say, who is they? What's going on? You know, I think that that's normal. Now, if you lose your mind and start screaming and you start checking the phone and you start telling them what they are and aren't going to do, then you're definitely, you know, you've gone way over the line. So if you're in a relationship with someone and they express without a lot of anger or energy, if they say something like, oh, you were, you know, you're out kind of late, you know, just wondering what you did, or, you know, I saw you on the phone, you know, that's I think that that's normal and that's okay. But if those questions persist, you know, after the relation, you know, you tell them who it is. Oh, that was my cousin, you know, whatever. If they start checking your phone, mm-hmm. if they start, you know, saying, I don't believe you, and you're being honest with them. If they get angry, you know, if they start to try to restrict your movements, then those are serious red flags. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not a person that you want to continue with.
Is there something wrong, and again, staying with the relationship scenario, with someone who, under those same circumstances, does not act out any form of jealousy? They love you to death, but they aren't concerned about those things that may make normal people jealous. Are they, you know, is there something wrong with those folks?
No, nothing's wrong with them. You know, it's about compatibility. There's some people who are very secure and they trust you and they say, well, whatever, you know, I have whatever you do, you're going to do. It's no point in me checking up on you. And those kind of people can also drive their partners crazy, because they will associate a certain amount of jealousy and possessiveness with passion or needing you, right? So it's back to that thing that I was saying, is that there's nothing abnormal about a bit of jealousy or wanting to possess that person. That's a part of love or passion. So if somebody doesn't have any of that, that's what I'm saying. It's just a natural instinct to want your partner for you to be their primary and only one, right? For most people. So if they sense that that's not what's going on and it doesn't bother them, that could be an indication that they don't care, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't have to be, but that's why it's bothersome to some people, because they'll say, well, if you're not even worried about where I am and you don't, you know, I can be out till all hours and you're not worried. Or maybe they think, well, she's out there running around and there's nobody else who's going to try to talk to her. That's not a good feeling. So it really comes, it's not that there's anything wrong with a person who's not jealous, but it can be indicative that they're not that passionate about you. It could be indicative of the fact that they're just supremely secure and they trust you. But you kind of have to feel that out for yourself in the relationship.
You know, I've often seen, and this is often with men as it relates to, you know, their female partners, their wives, their girlfriends, whatever, that men have a tendency to act out when they see other men looking at their woman. And I'm not talking about undressing the woman with their eyes.
But just
looking, you know, appreciating, and the guys just, you know, what you looking at? You know, and
that's a bit much.
Yeah, but it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, for me, I've always been of the mindset that if I think she's pretty and she's with me, that I should expect, particularly since I have excellent taste,
of course,
that I should expect other men to look. Now, I'm not talking about putting hands on. I'm not, again, talking about undressing with your eyes. But just, hey, you know.
Yeah, turning heads.
Yeah, and I think, so why, what is that? Is that insecurity? Because it happens so much.
You know what? I think it's the caveman continuum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want somebody, so if we're talking, you know, heterosexual relationships, you're a woman and you have a man, you want him to have some caveman tendencies. You want him to, you know, want you and to be somewhat jealous of other people, but you don't want him to go so far on the caveman continuum
that he's pulling your hair.
That he's pulling your hair or grunting and beating on everybody who comes near his mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So where does it come from? I think it could come from, they haven't evolved out of being cavemen. No, I think that it might also come from a sense of feeling about the woman more that she's a possession than a human being, you know, with free will. So don't even look at, you know, but not necessarily, because if he had a nice car, he might say, well, you know, admire my car. Yeah, I think it's insecurity. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that.
I have to salute Tony, our last call too, because, you know, at first, you know, when I asked, have you spoken to her, and he says no, and the first thing, you know, I guess we both were thinking was, what are you waiting for? But if you really drill down a little bit more, he is waiting, I think, because he is doing some self-examination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I suspect, and Tony, if you're listening, I suspect that he doesn't want to act like a caveman.
Yes.
And he did say she's outgoing.
Yes.
And he's dating an outgoing mm-hmm. woman. So
he's trying to be flexible.
He knows who he's dating.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a person who is feeling issues related to jealousy, what kind of questions should you ask yourself during that self-examination?
Well, I think that you need to look at yourself and ask, do you trust this person that you're with? You know, you need to look at your history. You know, you've probably had, if you're a jealous person, you've probably had indications in other relationships up until this point. You know, has jealousy been a continuing theme for you? You know, if so, that's probably more you than the other person, or you just have incredibly bad luck, and you pick people who prig that insecurity. You have to, you know, it's hard to analyze yourself in that way, but you can just do a little self-check of how confident do I feel? How much do I think that this person really wants me and wants to be with me? You know, because if you really feel confident that they want to be with you, then you're going to be less likely to be jealous. You know, so if it comes down to, you know what, I don't feel secure about this relationship. I don't trust this person. Okay, is there something she's done to make you not trust her?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a good way to end this conversation. Dr. Nicole Cutts, thank you so very, very much. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And certainly, if you want to find out more about Dr. Cutts, you can find her online at visionquestretreats.com. That is visionquestretreats.com. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, August 5th. I'm Harold Fisher for News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.